All right, let's give a quick update to those who don't know Pastor Jerry Eze as well. He is the dynamic founder and president of the fast-growing Streams of Joy International in Umuahia. A seasoned pastor, a pastor with a whole lot of passion, if you know what I mean, and a leader, a consummate conference speaker, and a leadership coach. The work of ministry has taken him to major platforms around the world, and besides just preaching, he's also an author, the publisher of the Streams of Joy Daily Devotional, and a bestseller that has made its way into 5 continents across the globe. And he's one who loves God passionately. A man who has style as well, too, if I dare say. One who really loves his wife as well. His beautiful wife, who is married to and blessed with a lovely daughter, Samara. All right, so guys, without further ado, let's make welcome. Going straight to the phone lines this morning, let's welcome Pastor Jerry Eze. Woo! Good morning, sir.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure being here. I'm very excited to be here.
It's such a honor, such a honor. Thank you so much for being here with us, for fellowshipping with us today. It means a whole lot, a whole lot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Really, thank you for having me.
Wow. Great stuff. Okay, so there is a lot to talk about, a lot to share about, where do I even start from now? Okay, so let me start from what we said to wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. So at about the end of the 9 o'clock hour, I broke the news on the show of how we just lost Troy Sneed, Grammy Award nominated singer. Troy Sneed who passed away yesterday due to complications from the COVID-19. And, you know, while I was just sharing that information, I just thought to ask, as a believer, how do we handle death? How do we see death? What should death mean to a believer?
Okay, some time ago, there's a scripture I used to misread. I already, when I began to read that scripture rightly, I now began to understand exactly what that scripture is. And that's the book of Psalms chapter 116 verse 15. Right.
Okay.
Psalms 116 verse 15, and if you do not mind, let me just and see if I can read get it. Mm-hmm. Psalms chapter 116 verse 16. Okay. It says, "Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His faithful servant." Do you understand?
Yeah.
So as a believer who has lost a loved one, who has truly and really given his life to Christ and has served his purpose on earth, right?
Yeah.
We don't mourn such people. Now, it's interesting that I told my wife a few days ago, I said, if Jesus were to be around us now and that guy died at 33 years, everyone was going to say that was a premature death.
Yeah.
So, but death or life in itself is not judged by its longevity, but is judged by its impact. So, and that is why for a man of purpose, every minute counts. And so how a believer receives death, the news of death, as it were, I know, crushing as it may seem because we are human, the million-dollar question that we need to ask ourselves is, does this guy fulfill purpose? Was his life, was he a person that could be called a people? Was he a man that could be referred to as a generation? So for me, that is very fundamental. Not necessarily, oh, we can't see him anymore. We can't, because the truth of the matter is that heaven judges differently the way we judge.
Yeah.
And I'm one person who keeps praying and say, God, if the remaining lives I'm going to live on hell, remaining life I'm going is going to be useless to you, please don't let me stay on one day longer. So I am asking God that every day on earth will count. And that is all that matters. Let every day on earth be impactful, let it be purposeful, let it be in direction with your will and your purpose. And so for as long as I'm concerned, that is how believers should receive death. Then on the flip side, If it is not connected to death, if it is not connected to purpose and fulfilling purpose, if it is demonic, by this I mean it is an arrow of the enemy.
Yeah.
This is the reason why every believer would know that you have to stand against death. The Bible says for death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
And if there is anything that is happening in this season with COVID-19, it is just the spirit of death. It is just the spirit of death. And the devil is trying to get God's people to accept that death is supposed to be the automatic way of being, as it were. But there's a generation that is saying in this season, no, people won't die. People won't die, because the Bible says, with long life shall I satisfy you and show you my salvation. COVID-19 death is not a death authored by God. It is not a death approved by God. It's not a death authenticated by God. That's the reason why we're raising a war against it in this season. This is the reason why we're saying this far and no further. This is the reason why we're drawing the lines and letting the devil know you can't steal one more life. And of course, like we are saying, it's only a church with fire that can actually stop the fire of the gates of hell.
Right.
You know, and the Bible will speak that he maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire, you know. And so when the Hebrew boys were thrown into the burning fiery furnace, you notice that you don't put fire into fire. The Bible says that these guys were able to quench the violence of fire. They were able to quench the violence of fire. And another synonym for the word quench is the word swallow. So these guys who were fire in themselves were thrown into a fire and they swallowed the fire. And so you cannot be a fire kindled by God and be swallowed by a fire kindled by demons. And so that's essentially what it is. So we are on earth to ensure that death will not, I mean, we can't watch our children die. We can't watch spiritual lives, more importantly, death. People die spiritually in this season just because we believe that, oh, COVID-19 is just there. Maybe sent by God. Or, I mean, that is the approach. If it is a death not offered by God, if it is a death not validated by God, it's got no business doing anything around us. We are that generation. The Bible says that he frustrates the tokens of liars and he make it diviners mad.
Wow, amazing. That's some deep insights right there. I plugged into an Instagram live session that you were a part of yesterday, and I mean, I caught a lot of things from what you shared. It's getting me to ask, so Pastor Jerry, in the middle of all that is going on right now, I mean, the COVID challenges, it's a global challenge right now. Would you say that there is any benefit of this season?
Absolutely. There is so much benefit in this season. So much benefit in this season. I'm going to begin from a very, of course, I'm going to begin and stay from the very spiritual perspective, right? This is one time the world, by no mutual agreement, but just probably by a management protocol, have decided that the entire world will be on a lockdown. Right.
Yeah.
And for me, as it has to do with believers in this season, if you realize that what has gone on before now in the pre-COVID season is a group of Christians who were churned out that were microwaved. We had a group of Christians who were more into what I would call materialistic Christianity, more than a dimension of depth in God. And so, and you realize that we had a group of Christians who have been pregnant with the word, who have been pregnant with revelations, but they've not been able to birth it in their generation. And so what becomes important was that God now needed to bring a bit of pressure to Christianity. I mean, nothing would have mattered to typical pastors until the church halls were closed. Nothing would have mattered to religious Christians until they said you can't go to church anymore. And so right now the church halls are closed. This is the time for there to be a birthing of who we are supposed to be, so that we understand that the gatherings do not make us, but our relationship with God is what makes us. And so permit me to call it a Gethsemane season. It is a season where someone will know, I'm not going to stand for God because Brother Kola is going to ask me, how is your Christian life? I'm not going to stand for God because I'm soon going to get into a meeting of God's people and they will say, who read 3 chapters of the Bible today? And I'm going to be the one that will say, I did not read any chapter of it. This is the season where if I've got to stand for God, I'm going to stand for God all by myself. If I'm going to live for God, I'm going to live for God. This is a season of private generation of fire, not a congregational fire. This is a season where you've got to work with your personal convictions, not just because the pastor said it well. This is a season where you just have to press in the spirit. This is a season of ascertaining what your true height is and was really in God. This is a season of your seeking to say, Lord, can I have intimate encounter with you? Can I have deep revelation? Can I birth things that were hitherto unknown? This is a season, like Jesus, where the boys will be separated from the men. I've been calling it a Gethsemane season. It was a season where he separated the 8 from the 3. And then he also had to move a little bit further and left the 3 behind and had to get into the place of pressing and pushing into God. This is the season that we are in. And until the church understands that this is the season that we're in, we will not make a headway. So the benefit of the season, amen. We have a lot of Christians who've been on the courtyard seeking to have the results of those in the secret place. There are Christians who are in the outer court. There are Christians who have not been serious. Right now, we want to pray COVID-19, stop COVID-19, and COVID-19 will hear you. No, sir. There are no emergency preparations in spiritual dimensions.
Wow.
And so, one of the things that God wants to do to us in this season is that I'm giving you 4 weeks, I'm giving you 8 weeks, I'm giving you 12 weeks, because I want you to calm down and build your spirit, man. Your voice is still like an echo in the kingdom of darkness. They have no respect for you. They have no respect. This is the reason why we'll be keep praying for someone and nothing. God, listen, I believe there's an end time army that's emerging. The time for them to be prepared, it might be few weeks, it might be few days, but it might be few days of a change of perspective. It will be few days of feeding the food of the Spirit, feeding on the food of the Spirit. It might be few days of God lighting up a fresh fire in them, because the post-COVID world will not look like the pre-COVID world. Now, it's been few weeks that this thing happened, but I want to say that we are not going out to meet the world that we used to know. And want to say it again and again, that the post-COVID world is a world where only spirits can walk on water.
Wow.
It's a world where God is unlocking dimensions of his people. Because let me tell you, the book of Matthew chapter 24 says to us, when you see these things, it's not the end. It's not the end. It's only the beginning of sorrows. Which means I am aware something heavier, something much more scary than COVID-19 might show up tomorrow. It is not a bad prophecy. It is the fulfillment of the word of God. And so who will face something scarier than COVID-19? Who will face God? Is it this church that cannot pray? People who don't have a prayer life? And I believe that the dimension of it, until somebody understands that I am not in lockdown to wait for the end of it. I am in lockdown not to mismanage the season. I am in the lockdown season. I'm waiting for the end of the lockdown season. I'm waiting for the end of... No, that's not why you are in lockdown. You are in the season in order to say to God, what do I need to become? What level of glory do I need to leave this lockdown with? I don't know what the president said. He will finally ease up the lockdown. But as he eases up the lockdown, let it never be said that the man that was in the lockdown is the man that showed up after the lockdown, because dimensions have changed. Things and perspectives have changed. God is changing the language of this army that he's raising. It is not a language of trying to sound acceptable, but it's a language of trying to talk like a watcher of time. Like someone who understands what the will of the Father is. So for every typical believer that has not yet started maximizing the season, listen, I believe God, that there's an outpouring out there. Like the rising of sons and daughters are now. True sons and daughters are now. I'm telling you, a lot of nameless people are going to rise from different corners because I'm afraid to say a lot of tired generals are going to be retired.
Wow.
And so this is exactly the season. There's an overturning going on. Yes, there's an overturning going on. And you can imagine COVID. Sicknesses like this should be left for the poor, should be left for the careless, should be left for the... But for the first time, we find COVID-19 getting into the presidential houses. We find COVID-19 penetrating to places where typical ordinary people can't get. This is God overturning. There is an overturning going on. There's an overturning going on. A new army is emerging. And it's an army that must have a vote for the remaining days that we have before Jesus will come. He needs to strengthen this army for what is about to come.
Wow. 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 Oh, Lord. There's more to go. So now for a believer now, and let's break it down for those who are even having... I wanted to make it a bit more practical. For those who are having a really hard time in their prayer life, where, you know, if it's on a scale of 10, maybe their prayer life is on 1 or 2. And some of them at this point might be feeling overwhelmed. Like, where do I even start from? Do you have anything to share with people in that category?
And so the first thing I want to tell every believer that prayer is not an attempt to please God. It's actually a depth of staying in tune with God. Because let me say this, because a couple of people believe that I'm praying because I want to make God happy. I want to, if I don't pray now, God is going to be upset with me. No, there are doses of life that God wants to open up to you. God wants to give you info on your next life post-COVID. God wants to. So God wants to let you know the direction of your career, what you need to like the way you are. God wants to tell you as a person, this is the direction I will praise words to go post-COVID. So when you find the value, first of all, the value in talking to God, there's no reason why you do not and will not want to talk to him again and again.
Hey.
God wants to show me how to raise my children in a post-COVID world. God wants to show me how to structure my business, because all of these things are with God, are in God. And so it's not believers make it look like, oh, you've got to pray to make God happy. You've got to pray to make God happy. No, if you go to the book of Revelation, prayers that were offered by the saints in heaven who came unto God in the hands of the angel. It was like a censer in the hands of the angel. And when the angel threw it upon the earth, the Bible said there were thunderings, there were lightnings, and there were all forms. And so the prayers that went up, God did not swallow them. God had to, an angel had to still throw it back on the earth. And that's what John the Revelator told us that he saw. And this is exactly where some of us do not understand. The prayer, as it were, is not me trying to please God, as it were. It's my staying in tune with God, in communication with God. He wants to speak. He's already speaking. He wants to reveal. He's already revealing. He wants to unveil. He's already unveiling. He wants to say something concerning your business. But guess what? You would rather listen to a motivational speaker that has no idea what tomorrow holds than to speak to he that holds tomorrow. You would rather want to listen to people who are being speculative. They are speculating, maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. But the owner of your tomorrow say, talk to me. Let me show you what you need to know. No, that the Bible say, great and mighty things that you do not know us. You know, he say, I will give you hidden treasures of darkness. Hidden things that are hidden, as it were. It is only in the place of prayer. There's a depth caliber. That's why I said there's no emergency preparation. We cannot have, you know, how it is. Some people want to get into post-COVID and say, businesses are not doing well again. Clients are no longer coming. And that is when you start beginning your emergency prayer. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. The reason for lockdown is that, can I show you what to do before you get there? trouble until our perspective changes from the place of trying to do panic-driven prayers to a place where I want to sit with God. I want to keep Alaba. He wants to sit with me. He wants to commune with me. He wants to talk to me. He wants to let me into what his heartbeat is for. It is not for my pastor alone. It is not for the pastors alone. As many that do you realize that in this season, some pastors might just be walking in darkness, and God can pick up anyone in their congregation and begin to download his purposes, download his heart, download what he needs and the now to be done. Anyone can be a useful tool. And I would always say that until we come to the place, this is a season of intense prayer. When Jesus was in his own Gethsemane season, three times he returned to his disciples and kept telling them, listen, it is not about the death, as it were. It is so about an understanding that this is a prayer season. This is a prayer season. He would come and tell his disciples, why are you guys not praying? Why are you guys not praying? He'll walk out again, come back again. Why was he interested in prayer? Why was he interested in prayer? Because he understood that when pressure season comes, it becomes a birthing season. When pressure season comes, it is a birthing season. And until you get in the place of prayer, listen, what we are doing, Tola, in this season is that we are birthing the post-COVID that we want to see right now. That is what we're doing. Because we've received the words of prophecies about post-COVID-19, and then, but that you receive the word of prophecy for post-COVID does not mean that it will automatically be a reality. So we take the words that we are pregnant with, and we get into the place of prayer, and we begin to birth it. We begin to birth it. We begin to, the Bible says, for God himself called for the things which be not as though they were. And now he will speak about us as he is, so are we on earth. And so are we also supposed to call for the things which be not as though they were. If there has never been a time where the church ought to pray, that if there has never been a time where the church ought to pray, it is now. It is now. This is the season of rebalik, or permit me to say, is a season of becoming. It's a season of becoming. It is not a season of just praying, Lord, let COVID end. That prayer for COVID to end is so. In fact, when the church becomes the true army is supposed to be, that our prayers will not pray for too long. When we become the true army that we're supposed, well, you know how it is, that there are too many prayers going up to heaven, to God, but they are emptiness. You will finish loading yourself with a banamala, and after loading yourself with a banamala, with a life that is not consecrated, and you are praying, What are you praying about? How will God hear you? You don't have consecration. This is a time, malikaraba, that those that will worship the Lord will worship him in spirit and in truth. And leave Barabbas, because they are the ones that God has reserved. Let it never be said that, like the seven sons of Sceva, you know, that the demon messed them up. You say, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, you yourself, who are you, by the way? Because let COVID not ask us, who are you? Let COVID not say, you have title, you have title, you cannot taste out. I want to hear more testimony of people supernaturally healed by God, healed by God as far as COVID is concerned. And do you know that in social media, you see the way they are dragging pastors up and down? Dragging pastors up and down. You people are claiming healing. Go and heal a COVID person. Go and heal a COVID person. Go and heal a COVID person. And all of that. And I want more pastors to say, where are they? Where are the COVID people? Let them send me a message. Let me pray for them. Because this is the time to prove whether the church is powerful or the church is just talking to me. And so this, all these things cannot happen until God launches a realm of glory upon us. God is not, I say it again, God is not doing an emergency preparation. No, sir. God is not. You see, men who are manifesting in the season of COVID, they were not prepared during COVID season. Men, God will respect their words in order to push back the hands of the plague. No, sir, they were not prepared in this season. Long before now, God was preparing them. Long before now, God was making their voice resound. And this is not a season of playing to the gallery. Let's not wait until Nigeria becomes Italy. We have lives now. Let's not wait until Nigeria. And then you're hearing 51,000 people dead, 100 and something thousand people dead all over the globe. And yet, we are still sitting still, having comedy shows on our different programs, not realizing it is time to raise the fire back. Well, the truth of the matter is that I cannot do who I'm not. Yeah, that's the truth. Mm. So when I see some people concentrate on an area and they're trying to do this and they're trying to turn the season into a fun season, I say, yes, that's exactly the way your prayer life is. Your prayer life is fun. That is why all the resources you can give God's people is just fun.
Mm.
And this is the reason. But God, this is not a season of fun. Ripale, an army is emerging. He needed to give us this pressure so that everyone can arise. Husband and wife can arise. Children can arise. Mother and daughter can arise. Son, ribali koshia. We want to hear the father pray from his room and the daughter pray from her room. Ribali koshibadaha. We want to hear the truth. We want to see ordinary morning altar. Today, now that we have all the time, ordinary morning devotion turn into an expression of the fire of God.
Mm.
Become an explosive moment for the Holy Spirit to incubate. We want to see that. We want to see a family take 1 week of fast, and their fast is on the isolation centers. And God, Lord, heal everyone here this week. Give us massive burandike leboshia daha. Because what follows faith is an audacious proclamation.
Yes.
What follows faith is an audacious proclamation. This is the season that we are in. It's not a season of folding your arms. There is something Mordecai told Esther. Mordecai said to Esther, listen, Esther, do nothing will be free. For all this where you are sitting and looking like a queen, you forgot that it was God that gave you the throne. So we are not acting like that because we know how to observe all the procedures. No, sir. We are saying we are that generation. We I am blessed that COVID is happening during my time. I want to say one more time. I am blessed that COVID is happening during my time because it is that season where those that do know their God have to be stronger and do exploits for God. This is that season. And so there is a stirring all over the world, and God is stirring men and women to the place of prayer, and God is pushing us beyond the selfish prayers we make for ourselves, selfish prayers we make for our churches, but God is pushing us to the place where we are going to be intercessors, watchmen. Notice what he told the three disciples that he moved from. He said to them, watch and pray. He didn't say to them, pray and watch. He said to them, watch and pray, which means, first of all, understand the times and seasons so that your prayer will be in line with what. Now, watch and pray does not mean hear what NCDC is saying. Watch and pray does not mean that, have you read the newspaper report today? No. That's not what I'm praying. It's, I know what God is saying in the now. I know the kind of prayer to make. I know where it is coming from. Away from the fact that COVID-19 or coronavirus came from China, let me ask a typical believer, is there another thing God has told you about the origin of COVID-19? Is there something spiritual? What is the... Is there any spiritual mystery behind this? Do you know about it? I'm not talking about all those conspiracy theories. I'm talking about something that has been divinely downloaded. If COVID-19 is spiritual, why have we actually reduced all the solutions into physical solutions? If COVID-19 is spiritual, why do we think that face masks are going to stop it? Why do we believe that it's only hand sanitizer, it's only this one? Come on, we've had cases in America, in the UK, where people said, I never came out of my house. I didn't receive a mail. I didn't. How I got COVID-19 in the past 4 weeks is what I can't explain. I've not stepped out of the house. Wow. How did that? They get COVID-19. We're talking about spiritual matters here. And God wants to raise watchmen, gatekeepers, who will shut the gates on the enemy. It is not a one-man's effort. No. It's not a one-man's effort. There has to be an army that will arrive. The army that was raised in Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bones, they were an army. But God kept saying to Ezekiel, prophesy, until the army arose. And this is exactly what God is saying. I need to raise an army. I'm not raising an individual. This is the reason for the season. It is the rising of an army that cannot, an army that out of their belly will flow rivers of living waters. An army that's got a two-edged sword in their mouth. An army that understands that a mantle has been released upon them. An army, ripolika shiboroto kosia, libarada sinde na shiboroda, rapolikoro sokoto, an army that knows that God has made them fire, and the fire of COVID-19 is not there to swallow them. An army that knows their why. An army that stands by their why. An army that understands that this is the season. We are a rikadosha, the manifestation of the sons of God. We are not here to analyze it. We are not here to say things that we are not even sure of that is going to happen. We are not even here. Right now, the world is begging us for evidence. Everything the world knows how best to do has failed. They came and said it was chloroquine, and they tested it. Chloroquine is not working. They brought out another drug, wrote it, what, and then they tried the drug, and the drug failed only last week. And then we heard again the one acting for the Prime Minister of Britain, in when they say Britain is bringing out the vaccine, they are trying out the vaccine, and he came to tell us, he said the vaccine cannot even be ready this year. It's only till late next year that's when they have hopes. So everything that we are hoping on to contain and curtail the virus, it is failing before our eyes. How then can there be a church arise and say there is Karibala, yes, solution Lord. In the Lord? I will look up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. Sons and daughters, still Abarabushia, Araba, history has told us that there were men like you and I that went through a season of the bubonic plague, and they themselves requested to be infected by the plague, and the plague could not infect them because of the dimension of power that they carry in their inner man. How come that it got to our time and then there are no men? Churches would rather preach the gospel of COVID-19 than to talk about the power of Jesus that is able to heal, to able to deliver. Listen, I am not saying this because I like to say it. I came to a point where I had to say to God, if you carry Basada, if there's going to be a difference, let my ministry show it. In the past, I give God with all humility under God, and I give God all the praise that in the past, I don't know whether there are up to 15 COVID-19 patients that have been healed by God, within this period. Yes, up to 15 COVID-19 patients. Wow. You can see some of those testimonies. You can see, in fact, one of the times, one of the young men who was healed, I usually block out their numbers and their names, you know, when they send me testimony. And then I blocked out the number. The young man came to my social media and says, just in case you're wondering who it is, I am the person. And he wrote his, wow. He said, this is who I am. This is, yes, and came to, and was talking about it and all that. And this is what it is. Men are still getting healed. Let the church, Karabole, a church that has the power of, I pass my neighbor generator, can never power the destiny of a nation that is in need. A church, an individual that has I pass my neighbor generator power in the spirit, you cannot carry the destiny of a duplex. Otherwise, the power in the duplex will shut the generator down. And this is a season where God's people are going to press into dimensions. We must discipline ourselves. Nothing is more powerful than God. These are not mere words. The Bible says he maketh. He maketh his angels as spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Notice, he doesn't appoint. He doesn't appoint his ministers flames of fire. It is not by appointment, it's by making.
Yeah.
It is by making. Until he brings a people to the place of making, flames of fire will not arise. He wants to make your consecration life, make your confession, make your prayer life, make all that is important to you so that he can raise up for himself flames of fire. And that is what God is saying in this season.
Oh Lord.
Wow. I am sorry that I went on and on, but I feel that this is the season. The revival we're expecting is it may not happen in the post-COVID season. It's now. There is a great need and yearning for God. And the yearning for God is not a yearning for God to end the COVID. Us for somebody to teach us the theology behind COVID. God is, there's a yearning that we need to maximize in this season. A yearning for people to enter back into the depths of God. Enter back into what is important to God. Enter back into the habits of God. Enter back into the place where ordinary men eat the food of the angels. Where ordinary men and hear meetings going on in heaven. Oh, every day there are meetings going on. The same way world leaders are meeting, but no, not physically, meeting by teleconferencing and all that. There are meetings going on in heaven. And heaven is only asking for a few men heaven who can have their ears tuned to the meeting that is going on in heaven. Because the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, let it be done also on earth. You know what? It is only prayer. It takes a man who knows what is happening in heaven for you to declare, as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. Mm. Yes, sir. Mm. It's if you don't know what is going on in heaven, if you don't know what the will is in heaven, if you don't know what the meeting is about, if you don't know what the decisions are about, if you don't know what the validations are about, you will not be able to say, as it is in heaven, yeah, so shall it be.
Yeah.
And that is where God wants to bring the church. We will be downloading the will of God.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be downloading the purposes,
yes,
of God. We'll be downloading. Yes, the devil may have brought COVID-19, but God would have wanted to use it to stare out, just the same way the Bible says, and Satan entered into Judas. And then again, Judas had no idea that the reason why Satan entered into him was to accomplish the work of redemption. And that's exactly what God is doing. And mantles have been released to ordinary sons and daughters. Sons and daughters who do not have pedigree, mantles have been released to them. God is trying to say, I'm raising me a people. Not for the show. Not for the show. Not for the platform. The true assessment will come. Not in that place where they want men to see, but in that place where they realize all that matters is that our words have to be made in that sacred place. We are secrets again. We are people are energized and power is released. This is where we are right now. This is where we are right now. This is where we are right now.
Wow.
And God is saying, that is the reason for the season.
Wow. 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 Oh Lord, it's a Gethsemane season, like you said. You know. So, Pastor Jerry, while you were talking, I mean, a lot of things were just going through my mind. I mean, it's safe to say that this is indeed a season of revival, for individual revival, corporate revival, national revival, global revival. And then while we're talking about the Gethsemane experience, I remember a time, you know, in that Gethsemane experience with Jesus, where the Bible records that he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass over me. Let this cup be taken from me. And so I'm just trying to bring that. You know, then of course the Bible verse continues to say, "Well, not my will, but let your will be done." In
yes.
this Gethsemane experience that we're in, what would you consider, you know, that detour? You know, while you know you're on your prayer journey or whatever it is going on right now, where you're like, you know, Lord, you know, where you're just being real, like this challenge is so much or something, and you're like, God, can this cup just pass over me? You know, how would you be able to relate that Gethsemane experience with what is happening today?
You know, all that Jesus was asking God at that point in time was, Lord, please just remove this pandemic, but so to speak. Let me use the word that our contemporary word. Let Lord, just remove this issue. Just remove what I'm facing. Remove the fact I'm going to die. Remove the pain. Remove the distress. Remove the shame. And that was obviously what Jesus was praying about. But at some point, Jesus had to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. That is, every single thing that I want out of this season is not as important as what you want.
Wow.
Every single thing that I desire is not as important as what you desire. And guess what? Jesus had to get to the place of brokenness. It was a place of brokenness where someone would say, Lord, you know what? Can I be who you want me to be in this season? And that's exactly what God, you know, the brokenness is the need of the season right now. Because unfortunately, God began to bless the church so much from the 80s to where we are right now, that the church began to worship God for what God could give, not because of who he is. And a whole lot of us began to lose our brokenness. Notice carefully that the sacrifice of Elijah that was eventually going to attract the fire of God on it, one of the things that God had to ask the man of God to do was that he was going to cut the bull into pieces. He was going to cut the bullock into pieces. And that is, for you to attract fire in this season, there has got to be a breaking, a brokenness, a level of brokenness. And this is where God wants to bring the church, where we are not too hard again in the hands of God. Where God can have his way and permeate through our hearts and our thoughts the way he wants. This is what God is saying. I want to raise me a people who are broken, a people who are saying, Lord, your will in front of ours. I want to raise me a people who are saying, Lord, we are passionate about your desires. We don't just want ours to be done. A people who would say, Lord, no matter what it would take, Lord, break our emotions down, break our will down, break what we think is important down, break our network down, break our what we are holding on in this season down. Because if you cannot break us, you will not mold us to the persons that you want. If you cannot break us, the reason why we're stuck upon our traits, the reason why we're stuck with addictions, the reason why we have a lot of people who are calling upon God, but their secret life is far away from what God desires us to be, is because we're not broken. There's no brokenness, and God wants to bring both the preacher and the one that's listening to the preacher to the place of brokenness, to the place where he can break us so that we can become malleable in his hands. And just like the book of Jeremiah said, Jeremiah trying to say that God was saying to the people of Israel, can I not do with you the way the potter is doing with the clay? And there are vessels that we wear. The vessels we wear in a pre-COVID season is not the same vessel that he desires that we become in a post-COVID season. And the Lord is saying, I want to break you. I want to be able to break you. I want to be able to find you malleable in my hands. You are too strong. We know it. Sometimes we're too stubborn. We have learned a life of stubbornness outside of, you know, the times the Holy Spirit will say, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. You heard him. You heard him. You were sure he was the one talking, but no, you were not going to listen to him. No, you didn't pay attention to him. No, you felt like, oh no, how could he be telling me things like that and all that? And we never paid attention to what he was saying, because there's a church that is largely unbroken. How many times, you know, there's a way a man will be broken in the place of prayer. You don't look for prayers to pray. You just swim in the ocean of God, because he's broken you down to a place where you're vulnerable to him. He's broken you down to a place where your heart is open. He's broken you down to a place where you don't mind anything. You don't mind what anybody's saying, but all you know is that this is your life. This is what you want. It's this God you want to serve. We largely have a church that has remained unbroken, and God keeps trying to get our attention every time. And God keeps trying to say, this is not the way. We have a church where people come to God's presence, pressing our phones. It's even more important than what God is saying. We are the people. We know the language. We know the style. We know what we're supposed to do, but there's no depth. We have only become more familiar with God, but then there is no depth in our relationship. And God is saying, my problem with you is not even in what you're trying to know, but my problem is I want to break you further down. Brokenness is the access we give to God to remold us into the new vessel he wants us to be each day. Brokenness is the access we give to God. Mold me into the vessel you want. Some of us, the Bible says in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. And the word pour, as used in that scripture, it means consistent flow. Consistent flow. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Consistent flow. And then God allowed a level of flow inside of you. You didn't understand that you got food. You got full at some point and all that. And just like the widow that the Lord multiplied her oil, and the Lord said to her, anyone that gets full, set aside anyone that gets full. And what you didn't understand was that you got full a while back, and while you were praying in your being full, the Lord put you somewhere. You have been set aside. That's why a lot of people did not see this COVID coming. That's why a lot of people did not hear what God, even now we don't know what God is saying. That's why we're putting things that are supposed to be frivolous and we're making them priorities. We are looking at things that God is saying, this is not what my church should be doing. But then again, we are holding on to it. We are even praying prayers that are not in line with the season. We will rather esteem fear, even in the name of caution, over faith. And then we have no idea that this is not what God is asking us to do, because he set us aside a while ago. There was a time we used to be full, and we didn't just get full of God. We became full of ourselves. Mm. And when we got full of ourselves, like the vessels that were set aside, God put us aside. And then again, because the reason why God needs to break you is that there are times when he realizes that the vessels you are, the vessel you are, you can no longer carry what is being poured out. Mm. What is being poured out is bigger than the capacity of the vessel. So he needs to break you and mold you into a bigger vessel so that you can carry the new thing that he's about to bring up on you, until we understand that maybe one of the reasons of this season is because God wants to break. God wants to break. God wants to remold. God wants to say that the way you served me so far, is that as much as you think you have done well, but I really want to break you and remold you. I really want to break you and give you koshadia, new dimensions of my glory. I want to under the old covenant, a man called Moses, the Bible said that this particular man called Moses, that he, God spoke with him as a man speaks with his friend. But listen, this is a man who knew brokenness to his core. Even after that, few verses after that, Moses now began to ask God and say, show me your glory. Show me your glory. My question is, Moses, what do you want again? God had spoken with you, and the Bible says, as a man spoke with his friend, but Moses was still asking, show me your glory. I am not satisfied. My generation wants more. I have to make more sense with my life the way it is. I do know that there are deeper things of you. I do know that there are things that are more, there's more that I can become. God forbid that we mismanage this season. God forbid that we mismanage where we are. God forbid, because for some people, they do not understand that what God is just trying to do is to call sons and daughters. This is not a season where we will do what we want. It's a season where God wants to lead the church to a place of birthing. And it's not for any group of people. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. The Bible said, woe to them that are ease in Zion. Those who have thought that this is the time for us to go and rest, that we are not in church, does not mean our prayer lives should go on lockdown. And we are not in church does not mean that Netflix is the order of the day. No. Not until someone dies in your family that you know that the devil is stealing the lives of those who ought to be born again. Not until someone and you come back and discover that the church halls are now emptier than they used to be, that you understand that this is a cry in the heart of God. They say it's not an emergency, but God thinks it's a huge emergency. And it is time for everyone to rise up and say, God, you are all that matters in them. Break me down. Break what I think is right down. Break what I thought is the normal processes of things. Break what I imagined. What I think it can let. It was in one of those seasons that Jesus prayed. And the Bible says that the sweat that was coming from him became like drops of blood. In the Gethsemane experience, he prayed, he cried, he was broken. And that was the point where he says, right now is about the will of God. Until God breaks us, it will still be about our own will. Until God breaks us, it will still be about our own permutations. We have not been asked to be like the world. No, sir. Anybody who wants the Wakira Bashina to see what happens in the world, the church cannot know God's power until we come to the place where we're saying, Lord, let the stirring produce in us an exceeding weight of glory. Let it produce in us an exceeding weight of glory. Let whatever is happening, let whatever is going on produce in us an exceeding weight of glory. And you know what? We cannot wish it to come. It's not by wishes. It's not by thoughts. It's by getting into the place where we're saying, Lord, leave us and we release ourselves unto you. Let the seeds produce an exceeding weight of glory. Enough of the lukewarmness. Enough. We have more persons who are more Facebook pastors, Instagram pastors, than they are pastoring their own spiritual life. Because they can give everybody pasture, but they cannot even give themselves pasture. I mean, this is the time for us to come to that place where we're saying, God, listen, we feel what you feel. We are in sync with your heartbeat. Everybody may not agree with us, but we know what you are doing in this season. And I believe that this is where God is bringing us to, or has brought us to. Happy are those who are going to say, Lord, I align with what you are doing in this season. I align with what your heartbeat is in this season. I align with whatever you desire in this season. Because until that happens, I'm afraid to say we're still a long way to go. Shadibala hadiboro sokotoha lende yarabasida
lekoroshiba da da da. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Jerry, I think at the point that we have gotten to right now, I wouldn't want us to wrap up the interview without saying a prayer. Especially for also, I mean, there are a number of people in this season whose hearts are taken. Fear has just totally taken over certain people. The spirit of fear has taken over certain people's lives, and they can't even seem to, you know, put themselves together. But it would be really nice if we can, you know, wrap up the session just by saying a prayer, if that's fine with you.
Yes. Our Father, we thank you, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, our desire is, O God, that you steer your church. Lord, when we become who you mandated us to be, O God, there will be no room for negativity. And Father, O God, we'll be like this men that we say that shut up the mouth of lions. We quench the violence of the fire. We'll be like men who did and had great exploits in their times. Steer us up, O God. Lord, take out lukewarmness from the church, oh God. Take out our world is waiting on us for preservation. Lord, if we do not arise like salt in a new cruise, if we do not arise like salt in new cruise, oh God, this world would decay. Lord, we already see the decadence, oh God. You are counting only on these remnants, oh God, that these earth be preserved until the time of the second coming. Lord, we ask, oh God, let your people arise. Let your people arise that we may preserve. Karati koshi, itakatupuri, itele koshi, riadurusuku, layita mazuka, reketoleshi, riadakusabatia, rakutolebasha, ria. Father, we pray for everyone who is scared, who is afraid, who is wondering what will tomorrow look like. Lord, we speak a word of peace to their hearts. We speak a word of peace to their heart. We speak a word of peace to their heart. We decree you will not die. We decree that you are covered. We decree the infection will not come near you. Amen. We decree Kalibarababashidanaba, Rakotokoshidanaba, Zaribalika Satolia, as the mountains surround Jerusalem. Amen. So the Lord has surrounded you. Libarakoshidanaba, you and your family are protected. Amen. You will not see shame. You will not see setback. The arrow of the wicked is broken, and the sun will not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. Amen. You carry upon you the mark of Christ. No one will trouble you. Amen. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Pastor Jerry, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for releasing this word into the airwaves this morning. Thank you for speaking God's mind and God's heart to us this morning. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, my pleasure being here.
Yes sir. Thank you very much, and God bless you and keep blessing you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes sir. Amen.